Ladies and gentlemen, this is Jessica Saucier coming live here in Boca Raton, Florida. So listen, guys, we have a category for, or it's predicted to be, I don't fucking know. You know, what's so funny is my 30th birthday is on Saturday, and I love storms, don't get me wrong. I am a tornado chasing fucking Helen Hunt twister motherfucker, that's who I am. However, those are tornadoes. Hurricanes are complete. They're foreign to me. The only one I was ever in was Irma. And I'm just going to be real with you. Like, anybody who, like, spruces that up like it was that bad can kiss my fucking ass. The only thing that was bad about it was that the fucking media overplayed it. But I don't have that feeling this time. And I'm looking at it. We're tracking the tropics. And my, like, the gut, my feeling in my stomach, like, drops. I'm not, like, they're like, oh, we get a storm for your birthday. No, I don't get a storm. I get things wreaking havoc right on me. I have dogs. I have them. And a father who's like, you know, 100% healthy. I've got a child. I've got a lot of things going on. And I'm not really, I'm not sleeping tonight. I'm not sleeping tonight. It's not about my birthday. I don't give a fuck. Yes, it's my 30th and I'm really excited for this new decade, but I guess this is like a, I don't know why, like I'm watching it and it's like giving me the Euro model and the American model. Why? We're fucked. I mean, like, they come on already. It's going to be a category 5 before it gets to us. I'm reading between the lines. It's right on us. I mean, like, it's right on us. It's going to hit us as a category 5. This is a huge deal. And I'm literally not, like, I'm not okay with it. Like, I'm literally, like, my stomach is just, like, that feeling in my stomach. It's like, no. This is awful. Like, when you watch the news, you have to listen to the way that they're saying this. I like this chick right here, but, like, just fucking get over it. It's coming. It's coming right for us, okay? So instead of just sitting here, plastering yourself, watching it, praying. I don't pray. I don't believe. I'm not religious, so no, I don't pray. But I'm just saying hypothetically for all you people out there that do this, just a word of advice. Instead of being glued to a television and glued to your phone, giving you update, oh, did it move? Did it shift? No, it's coming right for us, motherfuckers. Get off your ass. Pray to whatever God you think you need to. I'm not religious, so I'm not praying. I am jumping up, and I'm being logical, and I'm getting my shit prepared. And do you know how much this fucking sucks for, like, the business I'm in? I'm in mortgages. But the good news is I explained to my borrowers. A couple borrowers asked, and I actually like that they asked. That actually, they got a little, couple kudos from me personally. Because it was like, I mean, kudos meaning just like, I got some points on my bucket. Like, oh, okay. Great. I'm glad that you thought of that. And that was 2 in a row. So I thought that was pretty solid. And what I mean by that is they were like, so the storm's coming. So I don't really want to buy a property with like a damaged roof because of the storm. And I said, oh, don't you worry. That property is our collateral. We're not financing a gallon of milk here, guys. We're financing a property, not just the construction, the land underneath it as well. Two separate entities combined. So I can assure you, we have your loan won't even close. Sincerely, I'm telling you. Unless we get a disaster report inspection. So it's kind of pointless. It's just like, it's just a bummer because, like, you know, closing loans and blah, 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 which is fine. I mean, we can't predict it. We can't do this. I mean, you know, I've kind of actually not really been into storms lately because I'm not really into the place that I live right now. It's so much better than Memphis. But is, but, you know, I, I think what really did it is when I went to New York again. I don't know if it was because of the person I saw that was there, or just, no, I fell in love with Brooklyn. I fell in love with Brooklyn. I fell in love with it all over again. I'm from Boston, but I love New York City. Like, I just want to go back up north. But this is like, I mean, like, I'm never going to find anybody here. No, I don't. Yeah, I do. You know what? Fuck it. Yeah, I would definitely get married. My career means more. My career means more. I'm going to throw that out there. But if I meet somebody who's worth it, I'll take it. I'm not opposed to it. But it's just like, ah, damn it. Think about all the nursing home prepares. Oh, fuck. Oh, good for you. I'm not volunteering for shit. I probably should. I have a really rare. Like, I feel like all these people that ask for kidney transplants, liver transplant, blah, blah, blah. Like, I could be beneficial to that, but, like, I don't, like, sorry. I don't owe you anything just because our blood types match. Like, fuck off. You know? Like, I don't owe you anything. You're a match. You have to do it. I don't have to do shit. All I need to do right at this moment is be at the office at 8:45. Print out the... I already know. I've already explained it to him on the phone, but my boy Alex is going to come in and handle it with me. And then we're going to probably leave. Like, I mean, there's no reason to really be at work right now. Oh, my God, they're talking about immigration when there's, like, almost Category 5. Hold on, guys. Government emits immigration rhetoric before mashing. Our country. Bernie Sanders, guys. Bernie Sanders. That's it. Everything else is irrelevant. Like this, all this shit about caucus plans and weather alert. Thank you. Back to what really actually matters. Bernie Sanders, vote him. He's the shit. Boynton Beach is right by, it's my next door neighbor. That's a 4. Oh my God. Catastrophic. After devastating, potentially, the northern Bahamas. I have to say that because we've got a 140 mile per hour wind hurricane with a huge size. The wind's extending out. I need to do that for a living. Like, I mean, she like reminds me of me, but like, I feel like, no, I feel like, we got this motherfucker, like, I'd have to be like, explain. I feel like I'm on Howard Stern late night. Oh, that radar looks awful. All right, so I'm going to end this podcast here. So, guys, my 30th birthday is Saturday, and I'm not big on birthdays, but I am big on life. And I think it's amazing that I'm starting a new decade, a whole new decade. And I'm like, so excited. I've already had talks with my dogs. They know their roles. They know that they need to, like, this is, like, time to shape up and strip out. Like, we got to be on point. I love storms, but I do not like storms. I like a storm to watch. I don't like storms like this. I'm basically having a god, like I was saying, like, I feel like Mother Nature should at least throw up Valiums or Xanaxes or, like, I'm joking. I don't take any of that shit. Hold on. Let me watch. Same shit. We get it. You're It's going to be a category 5. And I don't have to bet on that at all. I can read between the lines. We are in the cone as a major hurricane. And it's going to be a 5. It's going to be worse than Katrina. Life-threatening storm surge. Flooding rains. Tornadoes. Entire peninsula in a cone. I'm concerned about my Camaro, John Stamos. What do I do with him? I'm thinking about putting him at my work in a concrete thing. Fuck. Don't talk about how great the weather is right now when you're telling us we're going to wreak havoc. God damn it. Like, really? And it's fine because I'm an intelligent individual, but there's a lot of fucking stupid people out there. Like, they really got to stop this. They really have to stop. Like, they really have to, like, be a little more conscientious with the news articles they post on public media. With all these goddamn freak shows out there. Is her book? She said Raton. I know it's Raton, but I mean, it's gonna be like negative. Not laughing. It's gonna be fine. I got this. It's gonna be alright. I feel like it's gonna dissipate a little bit. What? So that's a contradiction. That's a contradiction, ladies and gentlemen. Is now she's giving us a weather report with when they have the Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday thing. And all she's showing is like a little bit of rain. Because she just told us we're getting hit with a fucking almost category 5. So that's what I'm saying. Like, how can you really take that into consideration? Like, I don't know. I'm asking. Is that weeks? Does traffic now? That's weeks. That's the week. That's Steve Weeks. I have to turn this off because my IQ just fell out of my head. It's all over the floor. Like green barf. It's like my IQ is like, I just turned the TV. I couldn't. But think about this real quick.
They just said,
like, tracking the tropics, like, blah, 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 blah. And then, like, maybe, like we're all gonna die, basically, in South Florida. And then all of a sudden, they go to the normal, like, thing. There's, like, a chart in the background, and it just shows, like, sunny showers. Like, I mean, does anybody else pay attention to, like, the details like that? Because I do. It blows my mind, and I feel like I should shut the fuck up now, and I should act stupid, but I'm not going to. So, you know, if I'm not gonna act stupid, then don't fuck with me. I'm sorry, fuck with me, but don't fuck with my family. They're obliging. They're going by the rules. They're buying out Home Depot. They're doing everything you want them to do. Don't fuck with them, but me. I find that a lot. And then it's funny how you just guys cut to tennis. Like, nobody gives a fuck about tennis when there's a Category 5 hurricane. FYI. It's Jessica Saucier coming live here in Boca Raton, Florida. Everything's going to be cool. I'm going to be 30. And I've already, like, mentality-wise, been there, done that. I just don't, like that. It's like, come on, that was sloppy. If you're going to be conniving, at least be a little more, like, intact, classy wise. Have a great night, guys.